This is Betty with Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break, and you're listening to 98.3 102.1 WCRS LPFM, your community radio station. Today with us, we have Karen Hansen, who is the state coordinator for the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade. And the Ohio Conference Fair Trade's vision statement is, the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade works to educate and mobilize groups and individuals in Ohio to advocate for fair trade policies and practices. They are committed to educating others and themselves and to influencing political and economic systems to respond to human needs rather than merely corporate or investor interests. And their mission statement is to achieve fair trade by influencing trade-related legislation and consumer behavior and becoming an effective and trusted catalyst in Ohio on trade issues. This is Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. And today with us, we have Karen Hansen, who is a state coordinator for the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade. Thanks for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you.
One of my first questions for you is, what exactly does the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade do?
Well, the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade is a coalition organization. We're made up of faith, labor, environmental, family, farm, community, and social justice organizations. And it's statewide, and we advocate for fair trade. And we do this by having lots of talks with our legislators in Congress and advocating for their working on issues that and free trade agreements and laws that impact fair trade. So that's one of the biggest things that we do. We also do a lot of educational activities, and we've worked with schools, we've talked to different organizations, we've done town hall meetings, and whatever venue we can find where it's appropriate for us to get the word out about fair trade and how this affects us.
That's great. What are some of Ohio Conference on Fair Trade's current projects?
One of our current projects is getting the word out about the Trade Act that was introduced the beginning of June by Senator Sherrod Brown and Congressman Mike Michaud. And TRADE is an acronym for Trade Reform Accountability Development and Employment Act. And this is a groundbreaking piece of legislation that has been introduced that says that we need to look at our trade agreements with other countries and really evaluate how they're affecting us, what they're doing to our jobs in this country, how they affect poverty levels in our trading partner countries. It's really a far-reaching piece of legislation. It requires that we have labor standards in our trade agreements, that we have environmental standards, that we don't ignore the issue of toxic food and toxic products coming into our country like we're currently doing. So it's quite a great piece of great work, and we're trying to get the word out about that. We've gotten a number of our congresspeople from Ohio to co-sponsor that legislation.
That's great. That sounds like a great act and something that all of us can participate in and be supportive of and get the word out about that. So, Karen, how did you end up getting involved in fair trade and especially with Ohio Conference on Fair Trade?
Well, it started out as a volunteer organization, and I volunteered with them. Back in 2001, I was at a place in my life where I was kind of reevaluating my career, and then, 9/11 happened, and it really made me think a lot about these issues and how much we had been taught or led to ignore many of these things in our relations globally, and how much they were impacting us, and you know, it just wasn't part of the conversation anymore. People weren't really addressing these issues or talking about them. And so the more that I became engaged on these issues, the more I realized that this is really important to us. And so I volunteered and became more and more involved with it.
That's great. How can everyone else get involved in fair trade and with the Ohio Conference on Fair Trade?
Well, we have a website, of course. It's ohiofairtrade.org. So we welcome anybody checking that out. And then I would really encourage people to think about what it is that we're doing on a daily basis. You know, every dollar we spend is a vote. And we've gotten so into consumerism to the total exclusion of living consciously and mindfully of how this impacts our lives and our country and our world. And so I would really encourage people to think about these things and to question where the things they buy come from. Even our food is so impacted by these trade agreements, and it's something that I think really merits a lot more discussion and a lot more attention than we've been giving it. So that's the main thing, is I would encourage people to become more conscious of their consumption habits.
Yeah, I totally agree. You mentioned Senator Sherrod Brown earlier is working on legislation that Ohio Conference on Fair Trade is supportive of. Is there other legislation happening or other things that we can write our congressmen about or pay attention to in the news?
Absolutely. The administration has dropped the Columbia Free Trade Agreement into Congress, and we're very concerned about that agreement because of the extreme number of labor violations that have occurred in Colombia, and murders. I mean, thousands of murders over the past 20 years have occurred in Colombia of people who have tried to organize just so that they could have a safe workplace to work in. And they're producing products that we want to trade. And in many cases, it's been things like school teachers who have been impacted down there. And when there are those type of labor violations going on, that type of human rights violations, I think they need to be addressed before we just open the doors on trade. And so I would encourage people to contact their congresspeople and to say we don't agree that we should move ahead with this type of trade agreement without addressing these issues.
Yes, definitely agree. Do you have any future hopes for fair trade? Do you ever possibly see fair trade as the normal trade instead of replacing free trade?
Absolutely. If we can get a piece of legislation through Congress, like the Trade Act that has been recently introduced, then I think there is a lot of hope. One of the things that it requires is that we re-examine all of our trade agreements and resolve some of the problems that have been created, the problems of poverty and of immigration and toxic imports. So all of these things need to be addressed. And if we can get some legislation like that, then I feel confident that we can address those issues. And we can do it in a way that doesn't encourage the exporting of all of our jobs out of Ohio.
And does Ohio Conference on Fair Trade have any upcoming events you would like to tell us about?
One event that people may find significant is on July 1st, we're announcing the kickoff of our Sweat Free Ohio campaign, and we're working with Sweat Free Communities and a number of labor organizations to kick off this campaign that would ask our governor, Governor Strickland, and our General Assembly to not spend our tax dollars on apparel for the state that is coming from sweatshops overseas. So we're pretty excited about this initiative.
Great. That sounds awesome. I will totally check that out. Can you give us one more time the website on Ohio Conference on Fair Trade?
Sure. It's www.ohiofairtrade.org.
Okay, great. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. Appreciate your interest.
It's Kermazoo Bibar, and it is by the artist Ban Denise. And this comes from the Putumayo compilation Turkish Groove.
Çevirip düşecek elime.
portion of Putumayo's proceeds from the sale of this Turkish Groove CD will be donated to Carnival Kid. Carnival Kid is a nonprofit organization focused on child care and education for disadvantaged children in Turkey. In cooperation with local non-governmental organizations, Carnival Kid provides educational, technical, and arts and crafts courses for disadvantaged children, free health care, and guidance programs. For more information, please contact info@carnival.tv. And this is Betty with Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM Columbus, your community radio station. Spotlight on producers comes from Equal Exchange, and we're going to talk about their Rooibos Sustainability Project. Equal Exchange is excited to launch their new Pyramid Tea Bag line, which includes an organic wild rooibos from Heaveld Cooperative in South Africa. Equal Exchange also partners with the Wuppertal Tea Association for their organic rooibos. The farmers of these two co-ops are facing challenges as climate change threatens their crop yields, but they're taking action through sustainable farming methods. Quote, "Our forefathers used this plant, rooibos tea, as a remedy for stomach and skin problems. I myself am out of a family of 12 kids. I have 6 sisters and 5 brothers. My mother, she's still alive today. Last month, she became 88 years of age. And because of a lot of the kids, she didn't have enough mother's milk to feed us all. The rooibos tea was a substitute for me for my mother's milk, so this product runs in my veins. This is why I'm so proud that Equal Exchange can help us put a bridge between the past and the future, where we can become again proud and free and independent to share our heritage with the rest of the world. And we are proud of this product. This product is grown not only in just one specific area of South Africa, but it's grown only in one specific area of the whole world." This quote comes from Baron Salomo, Wuppertal Tea Association, at Equal Exchange's 20th anniversary celebration. Quote, desperately poor and mostly illiterate, Upi Hen Hendrik Hesselman would probably never have believed that he might one day become a landowner. But rooibos may be his ticket to gaining that one thing that has evaded his family, a title deed. Except that shifting long-term weather trends might put an end to his dream. This comes from Leonote Joubert, who writes for Boiling Point. In the late 1990s, the farmers began to organize in an attempt to combat the extreme poverty they were facing. Due to the remote area in which they lived, poor soil to grow much else besides rooibos, and rough mountain roads, which meant poor access to the market and high transportation costs, the farmers knew they needed to work together to overcome these obstacles. In the village of Wuppertal, located in the Cedarburg Mountains, a semi-arid landscape of high, rocky plateaus at the southern end of the Kahari Desert, the African-speaking descendants of the Khoi and San tribes from the Wuppertal Tea Association in 1998 with 16 members. In 2005, they received their fair trade certification and membership grew to 150. Today, there are approximately 170 farmers active in the association. The farmers are extremely proud of their independence and are determined to preserve their indigenous culture. North of the Cedarburg Mountains, in the South Baklavet Plateau, approximately 60 farmers and their families live scattered throughout the rocky terrain, unlike the Wuppertal Cooperative, which has a community center and an active church. It was much more difficult an endeavor for the farmers to organize themselves. They received assistance from a local non-government association, Environmental Monitoring Group, and created in 2000 with 14 members. During their initial organizational phase, EMG brought the farmers to visit their neighboring community projects. When they visited Wuppertal and saw the farmers' success, they became excited as they envisioned new possibilities for their future. They received the organic certification in 2001 and fair trade certification in 2004. Today, approximately 50 members are producing cultivated and wild rooibos and exporting into the European and U.S. markets. These two communities are the only descendants of the original inhabitants of the area that have access to their own land and produce rooibos. The health-giving teas were discovered by their ancestors, who are largely hunters and gatherers. As rooibos has grown into a relatively large industry, today is more than 98% dominated by white producers and business interests. Access to international markets and higher fair trade prices have dramatically helped to improve the farmers' incomes. In her book, A Boiling Point, Liani Jobert describes the impact of this new market. Umi Hen is chairman of the Heelveld Cooperative, a group that has grown to just over 40 sharecroppers who in 2001 broke into the swelling rooibos market. Most of their tea is cultivated, but they also pick the natural veld for rare wild rooibos, and the community's fortune is changing. Although the cooperative members have their first bank accounts. One person has a set of dentures made, another took a family member to hospital for treatment, both healthcare luxuries. These are quite signals that a community whose education often does not extend beyond grade 4 is dipping its toe into a viable mainstream market. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and other researchers have predicted that the agriculture in southern Africa will be especially severely affected by climate change. Crop yields, which are expected to decrease as a result of rising temperatures, are predicted to decrease in areas where local populations are struggling to meet food security needs and where the natural resource base is already extremely fragile. EMG continues to work with the Heelveld and Wuppertal cooperatives to increase the farmers' resilience to respond to climate change. Through a participatory action research project, they are working with the farmers to recapture the indigenous strategies of natural resource management used by their ancestors and by monitoring the rooibos production in order to develop future climate change mitigation strategies, such as the conservation and promotion of agriculture biodiversity and soil and water conservation. Through the Climate Change Adaption Project, EMG will work with the farmers to design and implement measures to control soil erosion, promote the conservation of water, and enhance biodiversity. They will also incorporate additional methods to enhance soil carbon and to reduce soil degradation by using native plant materials to serve as wind breaks. But because global climate change is yet another force out of the control of these farmers who have been growing rooibos tea for generations using artisan practices, we believe there is more we can do. Global Exchange has launched a campaign to raise $20,000 to support the Heelveld and Wuppertal farmers to continue to evolve best practices for sustainable farming and natural resource conservation. In 2006, Equal Exchange launched their first line of rooibos tea from the Wuppertal Tea Association. In June of this year, they expanded their tea line to include wild rooibos from the Heelveld Cooperative. The rare wild rooibos is packed in special pyramid-shaped bags that are fully biodegradable and will allow for the best infusion. While 98% of the rooibos industry is dominated by large plantations and business interests, the Rooibos Tea Equal Exchange offer is the only rooibos tea in the fair trade certification system that comes from indigenous small-scale rooibos producers. For listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. I am Betty, and once again, I am the manager of the Global Gallery Coffee Shop. Come get a latte from us. We are located at 188 East Whittier, right down in German Village. Also, stop by our Short North location, right on High Street at Buttles and High at 682 North High Street. Check us out in the mall at Easton Town Center on the first floor, and in Yellow Springs on Xenia Avenue. Thanks again for listening and have a super fair trade day.